Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. It is October 2nd, Tuesday, and we're going to have Ryan join us in the second segment. Today we have an amazing show talking with Jim Cole regarding Sonic Life and the Prime My Body Nanotech CBD oil. Pam, with new updates on Lumen Photon, we're working with our engineers to develop the epigenetic frequencies that go through the light pads. So that's coming on very quickly. We also have John W. Spring with major updates what's going on today. So call into the show if you have any questions. Make sure that you have, there's no questions off or limits, but stay on topic, number one. Number two, no ad hominem attacks. Number three, keep your questions short and say less than 10 words. And that way we can answer properly in context. 877-317-6432. Unique things about NutriMeds. Number one, they're superior to all the other nutraceuticals you'll see advertised on radio and TV. Number two, they're backed by literally email and consultation, telemedicine consultations. So I will contact you by email. I did it yesterday with a gentleman who had very severe hemorrhoids and wanted to know what to do because they weren't responding, and of course he doesn't want to have to do surgery repeatedly. And I emailed him back a protocol. Now anybody can get a starter protocol, no charge. Anybody can actually, if they have purchased a product, get even a call back. If you request a consult, it involves doing a more involved process. We fill in an 11-page intake history form. You just simply go to the consultation area, print off the PDF form, fill it in, scan it, and send it back, and then we will arrange a time. You purchase two time units to start, which is 1 hour, so I can go over the results with you, and I videotape as we review the records. We can also have Citrix share file for grabbing any CT scans, MRI scans, lab work, whatever. And we videotape it while we're going over the reports. I do consults and telemedicine all over the world. I have a case right now that's brewing in Tehran, a gentleman here in San Diego whose father had a recent stroke. We do consults all over the world. And I will train doctors at no charge, no charge at all, simply in time to review the charts and charge them for my usual consult fee time. That way. And it doesn't, by the way, matter if you're an MD, DO, or a grandma that wants to learn how to kind of take care of your relatives. I'll give you protocols, and I'll also back you up and tell you what things are good about medicine and surgery, what things are bad, what things you shouldn't ever do. And maybe I'll go through a list of some of the, you know, never do drugs, you know, just a few of the top ones. Never take a HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. Never take a lot of these new antiarrhythmic therapies. They're dangerous. Never take a paint-by-numbers chemotherapy. You know, there's a whole lot of nevers. Don't take long-term use of steroids or ACTH. Never take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for your joints. So there's got a bunch of nevers. There's a lot of maybes, depending on circumstances, but I don't prescribe medications. And many times there's alternatives. For example, I recently had a gentleman who contacted me, was a doctor, actually, who had recently gone through phase of medical therapy, and his back and his sacroiliac joints flared up. If you don't put the basal medical pads on correctly, you'll compress various areas of the nerves, for example, the lateral cutaneous nerve of the thigh, or throw off the mechanics of the back. And he knows as a doctor you don't take nonsteroidals, which will increase heart attack risk by 31%. So I prescribe for him the Inflamix, 5 capsules twice a day, and Arthritix, and of course topically you can apply the Nanotech CBD Prime My Body oil, pregnenolone, and curcumin cream. So you don't want to use nonsteroidals because it damages protective prostaglandins for your vascular tree. Another area that's really unrecognized is the presence of hypothyroidism. Type 2 hypothyroidism, which is we call insulin-resistant hypothyroidism, is 50 times more frequent than type 1, which is where you get antithyroid antibodies and thyroperoxidase antibody levels that show up where your TPO enzyme levels are off into orbit. The gland is always attacked by a virus, like a nanovirus, and the gland then develops autoantibodies that attack the gland with activated macrophages. To turn off the inflammation, you want to be taking our anti-inflammatories, such as high-dose Power-C, Cell Defense Plus, curcumin, Cell Detox Glutathione, Gamma-E Plus, and Ultrathiamin B1. That'll turn off the autoimmune disease, especially the high-dose Power-C. And you want to start getting rid of the stealth pathogens, immunoglobulins, which is way better than colostrum, Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules 3 times a day, the use of Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day in water or juice, and Alcimed, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. You have to turn off and get rid of the stealth pathogens because often Bacillus cereus and other viruses can trigger off autoimmune thyroiditis. And that's for what we call autoimmune. Now, for type 2 diabetic insulin resistance, the primary problem starts off actually with copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase in your muscles. And you lose your ability for your muscles to use a sugar as an adaptive mechanism to survive. These ancient adaptive mechanisms were passed on epigenetically through the human race to survive famines. In our current North American diet, though, it's depleted of chromium, vanadium, and molybdenum, etc., you end up with triggering off insulin resistance and hyperinsulinemia. And it's only in the latter phases of the illness, the phase 6 and 7, where the blood sugar takes off, where the insulin resistance gets greater than even the output of insulin. The average diabetic, his insulin is anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 times higher than normal. It's only when they finally their insulin resistance exceeds their insulin output that they become hyperglycemic. Now, if you are diabetic, you don't want to lower your blood sugar quickly because sugar is actually a great grabber of free radicals. What you want to do is get rid of the free radicals with Nutritrala and carnosine D-link to D-link the sugars across structural proteins and enzymes, and to use our free radical scavengers for hydroperoxy, which is cell detox glutathione, nitroperoxy, gamma E+, and single oxygen with transketolase, ultrathiamine B1, and cell defense plus lower cytokine levels. The fact is, it is a free radical problem, and you have to restore the minerals. So minerals plus is important, and it's in life support, and vitamin mineral mix, vitamin mineral max. You must take all these minerals. Now, I can target specific minerals if I do blood tests and or a QRMA or metapathy hunter scan with the minerals tables. And I can create epigenetic frequencies for you for your EGFT frequency therapy, whether you get a Lumen pad down the road or right now a Sonic Life machine, which the best way to get that actually is to get a Chase card, 0% interest, and pay it off over, I think, 15 to 18 months. The other technology, which is relatively inexpensive, is the epigenetic frequency antenna system, which I set up, which broadcasts it to the room. You want to have it within 4 to 6 feet of you, at least 10 minutes of each different frequency for each different illness or biological problem to induce entrainment of the minerals so you absorb more minerals to activate your DNA, because it's basically DNA activation. And we're also going to be adding tables for amino acids as well. I can also make a custom-made amino acid formula with Genova Labs after doing blood testing to determine which amino acids you're going to require. We can do all kinds of tests that will tell you exactly what's wrong, whether you have a metabolic problem or genetic disorder you're not aware of. Or even if a child has a genetic disorder, I can actually identify the problems and then fix it. So this level of functional medicine is not practiced by even 99.9% of the functional medicine doctors. Only a couple hundred in the world do my kind of functional medicine on the entire planet. And because I do it as telemedicine, I'm unique. There's mostly the doctors you have to fly to their clinic in Germany or somewhere else in order to receive this. I will do a video recording and connect to you by Skype or Telegram or phone anywhere in the world and do a video recording of the testing, review of lab work, x-rays, MRI scans, CT scans, and other investigations. So there's an amazing array of tools we have now. And some of the things I'm working on are projects I won't even want to mention it, where I'm going to be able to provide people a lot more with more advanced automated questions that'll help them. So I'm going to set up a question tree system so that they can actually get some interest in what the top nutraceuticals that they should take or what should be going on. So there'll be a question and answer tree. That's a project I'm working on in the next 6 months to a year. I'm also working on setting up a forum, probably do it on the weekend, where I'll have to do a live forum where people can actually log in and raise questions in the forum, and we'll answer them. So that's coming, and that's going to be probably through our Vimeo channel, a live stream. Lots of things happening, amazing stuff available for you. Do support us here at NutraMedical. Get all of your NutraMeds, all your supplements at NutraMedical. Don't wander away, because you're not going to get the very high quality, the follow-up, the testing, and the advice that you get here. Most of it, 98%, is free. So even when you require a consult or your condition is too difficult or not responding, that we need to proceed with consultation.
Hunters. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. And Ryan, one of the things that I think is interesting is the public is kind of left like sheep out on a pasture. And, you know, if they eat the right grains and food and so on, they're going to be healthy sheep. But if they don't, and a lot of them, they're eating grains that are what I call drug grains. Let's put it this way. They're out there eating bad plants or GMO drugs. The other, they're eating inferior food, so they're going to get sick. A lot of times the marketing right now, there's, because we don't have a situation like medical licensure with drugs, which, to be honest with you, it doesn't even fully control it, because people don't realize that something like 85% of drugs are even used off-label. Did you know that most serotonin reuptake inhibitors are not allowed in children by the FDA, but yet most of the prescriptions given are given to them? Most people don't talk about the fact that some drugs are known to cause problems, like Avastin is not FDA approved for injection into the eye for central retinal vein obstruction or retinopathy, but they give it anyway. A lot of chemotherapy isn't even properly approved by the FDA. Or they, and the problem is that people don't realize there are probably experimental chemo drugs that would be used for very, very rare conditions that they don't even allow the manufacturer of. Yeah, so I call the FDA the fatal drugs allowed. Now, then we look at natural molecules. And here's what's going on, and I've known the guys that actually developed a lot of these companies going back. Steve Levine developed Allergy Research Group. I've known him for now almost 40 years, when he was actually a geneticist in Northern California University. I know the guys like that set up Metagenics and Designs for Health, all these guys. And these are medical-grade companies, and they don't even compare to what we have. You know, they don't have the same design. They don't have functional medicine doctors. Often they're, we call, how can I say, pharmacists or people that have come in from the side of naturopathy but don't understand advanced physiology, epigenetics, genetics, or toxicology. And so they really don't fully understand the complexity of the process they're dealing with. Sometimes they make some pretty good products. Most of the time they miss the mark. But here's the problem. Even when they have a good product, what's happened is all these companies have started marketing on major platforms such as Vitacost and Amazon. Now, you can't call Amazon up and ask a medical doctor to ask a question or consult with him or have them review your lab results or actually tell you whether or not what you're taking is actually beneficial or it could even be harmful. It's been an interesting study done a few years ago that if you look at the vitamin and mineral concentration of cofactors and vitamins in people's blood, whole blood, that it's actually more in a balance in Americans than any other people on Earth, including people from Sri Lanka and people that don't have any vitamins. They just eat natural foods. It's probably most of it's non-GMO. And that's because a lot of the stuff, and there's a couple of really, you know, kind of bizarre but jokey things. One of them is years and years ago, it must be 30 years ago, I remember talking to a guy who was working around a outside facility, and he was actually cleaning up latrines. And he told me that he called these things at the bottom of the latrine, latrine bullets. I said, what do you mean latrine bullets? He said, well, then he showed me one. And it was a Centrum Silver, a pill actually, a vitamin pill with carnauba wax on it. You can still read the label on the outside of the pill, the multivitamin. Now, the problem is there's three major problems with vitamins. Number one, if they're not bioavailable, why do you take it? Number two, if they don't persist and are bio and have a biopersistence, they're no good. And number three, if they interfere with other nutraceuticals or cause greater imbalances, that's bad. I'll give you an example. If you have a lot of the wrong minerals, you're going to interfere with, say, molybdenum. Now, I'm just going to pull up some people's biochemistry if they don't know this. Molybdenum is really important for activation of vitamin D. It's very also, which, by the way, is important for your immune cells and stem cells to work, but it's also the primary cofactor along with B vitamins, vitamin B6, which is if you have a SNP or polymorphism of vitamin B6 and you have a deficiency of molybdenum, you can't convert glutamine to GABA. Now, did you know that those specific gene SNPs are predisposed to people that tend to, if they get into trouble with alcohol? And the reason is because they can't convert glutamine to GABA and they get really hyper. And so they have to externally take a GABA analog, which is alcohol. Okay? Isn't that nasty? Now, people need to understand, so if you don't take the right nutraceuticals and you don't take the right, and even if you're not making progress, do testing or consult. And most medical conditions, I'd say 98%, should have a nutraceutical thing first, except for like a major immediate traumatic thing where you need a clot buster for a stroke you just had and you're going to an emergency department, or you need something else, you know. But most of the time, a nutraceutical should be the first choice, not the last. The problem is doctors are not trained in this area, and the ones that are getting involved with it are getting involved with what I call a weekend seminar, or they've been back to three or four seminars over a couple of years, and they may have half a dozen or a dozen supplements they throw into the mix once in a while along with drugs. Now, drugs create nutritional deficiencies. In fact, you can actually read the fine print on the FDA warning that almost every drug you take creates a nutritional deficiency, doesn't it?
Yeah, depletions. Yep.
Depletion syndromes, right? So you get depletion syndromes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And for example, a birth control pill depletes women's B vitamins. You know that, right?
Yes.
If you take HMB chlorine reductase,
magnesium is one of those top things that usually is virtually almost any drug you start.
Well, we'll make you lose your magnesium, yeah. If you take an HMG chlorine reductase inhibitor like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, and you're female, you have a 200% chance in the next 2 to 4 years of turning diabetic. Nasty. If you take antibiotics to get rid of a serious, say, sinus infection, you disrupt the normal probiotic bacteria in your gut. If you don't recolonize, which most people go to a health food store, most of the yogurts there or the probiotics have absolutely no living probiotic organisms. Ours do. We have a nitrogen sachet of our living probiotic ultra that's 100 billion organisms. This is proven, verifiable, laboratory proven. Our living probiotic regular one is a Rizal 6 strain from the Pasteur Institute, which is living. It's not maybe living, or the label says it's living. And the thing is, if you don't recolonize, if you take an antibiotic, you're up to increase your risk of remobilizing toxins with deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut to go back to your target organs and increase the risk of cancer for up to 3.5 years from taking 2 weeks of antibiotics. Now, how many people do you think get leaky gut syndrome or SIOBH from taking a proton pump inhibitor or H2 blocker? Because now your stomach acid and pepsin haven't sterilized the stomach contents, and when they get to your small bowel, you get SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, which makes you have leaky gut syndrome, can create autoimmunity, and eventually can cause you to get things like pancreatic cancer and gallbladder disease. Gallbladder disease is always due to infection in your gallbladder and your biliary tree. Do you think the regular doctors know this? Are you kidding? They don't. They don't realize people like Aretha Franklin probably suffered from SIBO for 20, 30, 40 years. And nobody ever identified it or even treated it or realized maybe when she had recurring problems like bronchitis, if she was a smoker or sinusitis or something else, Then as they gave her antibiotics, they increased her fungal overgrowth in her gut and increased her Helicobacter pylori, E. coli, or other pathogens, including helminths or worms, that will infect her pancreas and cause pancreatic cancer. We know this now. I mean, this is not open to opinion, is it?
No.
Right.
Sure isn't.
So I'd like you to take that thesis and kind of pull it up, because I hear a lot of people, you know, they're non-medical people, and they make stupid comments. They try to flog their stuff. We have the best water filter. We have the best vitamin. We got the best iodine. We have the best, you know, and you know what? It's all horse manure. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They can't validate it with testing. There's no laboratory results to prove what they say is true. And even the MDs and DOs that play that game haven't had enough training, experience, or even curiosity to realize they don't know what they're doing. It's disturbing. And I want to train doctors up, even grandmas. If you're a grandma out there and you want to know how to take care of your relatives or the CEO of a company and you just want to be smart and take care of yourself and your family, just call us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Ryan, one of the big, if you look at a disease, you want to look at it, one disease that's going to take the human race and destroy it. The founder of internal medicine said, if you know diabetes, you know medicine.
That's what I was going to say, man. This is blood sugar, man. This is just pure and simple.
Yeah, but blood sugar is only the final stage. I'm going to release my research papers and work over 40 years. I went to medical school, not because I wanted to go. Because I didn't like to be a doctor when I was 8 and I had come back from tonsil surgery and was isolated for 3 months. I went into medicine after doing my PhD in oceanography at 21 because I was going to get a tenure as a professor, probably according to Dr. Brown, by the time I was 28. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes. Now, I started working with the head of pathology, Dr. Hewen, who was in his 70s. And he was amazed that a young resident with a biochemical background in advanced chemistry, organic chemistry, nuclear physics, wanted to find out what diabetes. I told my grandfather, who was a candy maker at 13, who was a jewelry store owner and a multimillionaire, and wouldn't behave himself, so sometimes they had to pull him off airplanes with a blood sugar of 700. Now, why he was still conscious, God knows he's a tough guy, devil. It took him until he was, I think, 76 years of age before he finally died on dialysis for the last 10 years of his life. But I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, and guess what? Everybody, not just some of the doctors out there, everyone has got it wrong. And I'll explain what I mean and why this is important and how NutriMeds will change it. The first thing is, what is diabetes? Diabetes is an adaptive change to survive famine. And if you look at people with certain genetics, remember now, genetics are not deterministic, they're permissive. So if you look at the genes of Pima Indians, they're the super athletes of 300 years ago. If we brought all those Pima Indians through a time tunnel to the present, they will beat everybody in every Olympic game. These guys could run 120 miles through the desert at 110 degrees where a wild fox would die, and they survive and maintain osmolality of their blood. And I've had engineers and geneticists on the program over the last 10, 12 years that review this. In fact, one doctor who's a combination geneticist and nephrologist, internal medicine doctor, Washington University in St. Louis. So what diabetes is only the latter phases. The first phase is you lose sodium, potassium, ATPase. The enzyme is actually called NKKC. And when you lose that, you actually start forcing your muscles to use fatty acids instead of glycogen for fuel, which means you got hundreds of thousands of calories. It's like getting into a different bank account. So you don't starve to death and stop moving your body, because if you stop moving when you're in the ancient world, you die, okay? If you're not moving and acquiring food or acquiring or you're picking berries or killing animals, you're dead or running your crops. And agriculture, by the way, is really relatively recent, last 5,000 years. Most of it was hunter-gatherers. So these ancient survivors, say 219,000 years ago, survived by actually switching their muscles. Now, the way it happens is they lose copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase in their muscle, and eventually they lose a GLUT4 transporter and the insulin receptor. So it's insulin receptor decreased number in their skeletal muscles. Most of insulin resistance is in your skeletal muscles. It's only in the later phases it gets to your other organs like your liver, your kidneys, and your brain. In fact, I coined the term 38 years ago on the basis of research I did with Hewn that type 3 diabetes is insulin resistance of astrocytes. Your brain cells no longer can use sugar and have to use medium-chain triglycerides to get an action potential. So let's look at diabetes. You got to correct the mineral imbalances. That's why you want diabetoline. You want berberstatin to counteract the elevated glucagon level. You don't just have elevated insulin. See, when I presented my research to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute, it was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He started cursing and swearing words that if you were a pipe fitter and just burnt yourself, you wouldn't be sane on the job. He was throwing stuff around his office, and he swore he was going to get my license pulled for doing the research with the head of pathology. That's how bad it was. He was so assaulted by a young resident proving something that he'd been doing research in 30 years. And again, remember, I'm old enough. I met Dr. Banting and Best, the guys that discovered insulin in the dog lab outside McGill University in the back of the university. I know these guys, all right? So we discovered the people have high insulin. Now, insulin and diabetes is not the primary thing. It's only the latter phases where your insulin resistance gets so high, even your pancreatic output. And what we discovered is some diabetics have insulin 3, 5, 10 times higher than normal. I had one gentleman who had insulin levels 50 times higher than normal. His pancreas is like a behemoth. He was like a Goliath pancreas, okay? But it wasn't necessarily physiologically responding to sugar, and he had no GLUT4 transporter insulin receptor. So his skeletal muscles were requiring insulin. And what was doing is it was driving calories into his fat tissue so that people would get really fat. Obesity is what I call diabesity. So if you don't control your blood insulin and you don't control your appetite, which is why we have things like leptin metabolic to restore leptin and insulin resistance and our organic chromium and, you know, the diabetoline, berberstatin, and biotin plus, if you don't take these supplements, you can't fix the underlying cause of diabetes because it's not just blood sugar. Blood sugar is the last phase. In fact, if you lower someone's blood sugar too fast, you can triple the rate of their heart attacks because it grabs free radicals that otherwise will oxidize their cholesterol and fatty acids and cause the death of macrophages, big eater cells they're called, and they'd be turned into foam cells, which is the nidus for a plaque. So if you ask the average cardiologist or doctor, and I did this back with Dr. Roger Damley at the 1997, 21 years ago at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center where we shared office space, he was an invasive cardiologist and I was an internist, took over four internist practices, not one, four. I had 700 plus diabetics, just my practice alone, 700. So Dr. Deagle has done everything. Surgery, medicine, intensive care, burn unit, trauma unit, working on hazmat teams with the federal government on radiological, biological terrorism. I know it all. Not some of it, damn it. And I have a photographic memory. So I'm going to tell you that most doctors don't have a clue. And if you start asking tough questions, even if they got a PhD, they're clueless. And that's what's really disturbing to me is that people think, well, who do you think you are, Deagle? Well, I was designed this way by God, like my ancestor Moshe, to ask questions, and I don't mind feeling stupid. But I realized that most of the stuff I was taught in medical school and residency is horse manure. Isn't that sad? It's very sad, especially when patients are out there, victims, because they think, well, I could just order supplements from Amazon, or I could just go to my dumb doctor and take a half dozen drugs. They don't realize a lot of these drugs are going to cause their early demise or dementia. You know, even if you take the drug Aricept for Alzheimer's disease, you know, the research actually published by the FDA, It helps 40% of people for at least 4 to 6 weeks of improved cognitive function, and then it accelerates because of butyrcholinesterase, their neurological decline. Did you know that? It's actually published in the FDA. Isn't that wild?
No.
So I'd like you to pull out a couple of things. Like I had one guy the other day who had problems, and pull out a couple things that you think will demonstrate this, because...
Number one, I think the all-encompasser for this one is glycemic meal, Dr. Bill. It is by far and away the most important foundational thing people should be working on, because
right.
I mean, just some new science that has come out regarding one of the key elements that's inside here. It's actually a an element that's derived from seaweed, and it is basically
right.
a major blunter for the glycemic and oxidative stress that occurs with the meals that we eat. And the interesting thing is, by just taking a half serving of glycemic meal, like literally you can just put a scoop in 4 ounces of water, just spoon stir it and slug it down, it's like gone in a second. And just use that as your pre-meal deal. It is unbelievable. So they just recently sent out a study with literally 65 pre-diabetics. And between the people that did this type of procedure to consume this specific ingredient at this amount, it was absolutely profound what happened to these individuals. They all moved into this the kind of normalcy where the placebo group, even though they're on the same exercise and diet program, identical, kept moving in the wrong direction. The only difference is the fact that this nutrient was being used to blunt the oxidative stress, the glycemic stress that goes into the body. And so unless somebody's getting hurt, right, eating is really the time that you're at the greatest risk for these free radicals and oxidative stress.
Well, let me throw something in here to add to this, a little twist, which is really important. People think that sugar is the devil. It's not. Sugar is like a catcher's mitt that grabs free radicals.
That's right.
The problem is insulin. If you start somebody on insulin and you start whamming larger and larger dosages, I've had people on as much as 400 or 500 units of insulin. I'm thinking, where the hell did this doctor get their license? And you got to understand, insulin actually drives levels of free radicals. If you measure T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, or 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, which I've done tests on for decades, the free radical load in diabetics is off into orbit. So if you don't correct their mineral imbalances and their free radical levels, chasing their sugar is a high insulin, you got to get the insulin down by knocking.
Most of you know that.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I see someone who is the end stage, we would call for stage 6 or 7. They're developing nephropathy, retinopathy, vasculopathy, or they're developing cortical problems. Most people don't realize that Alzheimer's disease is not a, quote, straight-up accumulation of S100 protein in the astrocytes. No, 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 doctors. You cannot see the forest for the trees. It is the astrocytes now requiring medium-chain triglycerides to set up an action potential because there's not enough insulin receptors and GLUT4 transporter on their brain astrocytes to actually set up an action potential and a neural network called thought. I mean, this is not very funny. I mean, this is kind of like intellectually obscene, isn't it?
Man, it's sad. I think, you know, like you said.
And that's why we have this product, which is the EMC product, which is in the glycemics, is important, and also the glucagon, the berberstatin. That's why we have berberine. So we tell people that are diabetic, take 2 dibetylene twice a day before 2 largest meals, and 2 berberstatin, and also a biotin plus, 1 to 2 twice a day, just as the basics to lower your insulin and glucagon, because they're the devil. It's not sugar. The devil is insulin and glucagon, and the counter insulin hormones also, which is cortisol. So Most pre-diabetics, their cortisol curve during the day is abnormal. It's not normal. They're almost in a pre-Cushingoid state. Interesting, hey?
Cool.
Yeah. So, if you think the regular doctors do this, no, they just want to throw a drug at it. And before you know it, if you're, let's say, my age is 66 going down 67, if you have some of the health problems I have in the past, I'd be on a dozen drugs. No way, man. These doctors are crazy. And, of course, what happens is people start to lose their functionality. They lose their cognitive function. They become castrated because they're taking an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. They don't monitor their magnesium levels, so that goes down because a lot of these drugs actually cause magnesium wasting. It's pretty stupid, isn't it? And then people are ordering online. It's so easy to go click, click on my phone, and I can order this or that crap stuff. Or they listen to somebody who's not a medical doctor and not only not a medical doctor, but not trained in toxicology, immunology, and intermediate metabolism or stealth pathogens, and doesn't have any basic science to even validate it. I'm saying, okay, if you're a chiropractor and you're training those things, you better be trained in functional medicine. By the way, I find more chiropractors willing to listen to me than most medical doctors. Over the last, say, 10 years, out of 13 and a half, how many doctors do you think listen to me and will let me, even if I make their patient better, let me talk to them free and tell them why what I tell them will work? I can count them on one hand. And some are really good guys. I mean, they call me, and I got one guy, Dr. Black, back east. He's a DCMD. He's both a chiropractor, because chiros are much more open to learn new stuff. Medical doctors, man, they get their MD, they think they're a magnificent deity, don't they?
Yeah.
MD, more dough, more drugs, magnificent deity. Pretty nasty, eh? Just like, maybe they belong in ancient Babylon, there'll be another deity, or doctor such and such. Damn it. And they're killing their patients, you know, like that song, Killing Me Softly with Your Drugs? Right? Pretty funny, eh?
Right.
So let's pull out a couple other nutrients. Let's say we're osteoporosis. Don't take calcium, man. It's going to calcify your arteries. And don't realize that if you don't have a probiotic, you can't take vitamin K2 to stop your arteries from calcifying. People say, well, how do my arteries calcify, doc? And when they get a high-speed CT scan or cardiac angiography, it calcifies, buddy, because you don't have any vitamin K2. Your bowel's screwed up, so you don't have any vitamin K2 made by your probiotic bacteria. So you have to take external K2, which is minoquinone 7, to prevent artery calcification. Duh, you're kidding. Right? So what do you think, Ryan? Let's pull some of these things out to help people with, muscle problems. We've got Dr. Wolf's research on our mega muscles formula, amino acids. Yeah, you've got to take it with between meals, by the way. And I often tell them to take it with a sports energy light drink. You can take the sports energy light drink and the mega muscles, but don't take it near a meal because you don't want those amino acids competing with the ones that you are digesting in your food.
Yeah, Dr. Wolf's work, that guy spent, 30-plus years, and he's still doing it. You know, one of the greatest authors publishing on amino acid research in the world. And I believe he's nicknamed the grandfather of amino acid therapy because he started out in pediatric burn units, in Houston and stuff, working through stuff. But as he aged, right, he was really focused on dealing with this loss of muscle tissue, the sarcopenia issue that really becomes the primary health risk for people. Because if you're going to die of the flu, you're like, why? Well, you don't have enough muscle mass to fight it off.
Yeah, it's called sarcopenia. In fact, the primary cause of death in the Asians, Japanese, Koreans, and Chinese, is sarcopenic-induced super infections because they can't convert their muscle mass into immunoglobulins to fight infection.
Yeah, it's really funny because we sit there and everybody's worried about, like, how do you fight the flu? Well, number one, like you're saying, stay active. Number two, keep your muscle mass. Now, some people don't have that choice, right? They're going to get laid up for one reason or another. You get hurt, you hurt yourself, you go into a cast. Mega muscles is really wild. Like, one of the studies that was done with this amino acid blend was fascinating. It was a 28-day bed rest study. And the individuals, as would be expected, not being given anything other than normal diet and all that, were losing their lean muscle mass, and they were measuring the thigh muscle by DEXA. But the individuals that just got this blend one time a day, just this blend, this amino acid blend, they actually increased their muscle mass. They didn't do any exercise, couldn't get out of bed. This is really like the way that Dr. Wolf described it, right? This is like putting the key and turning the lock to open up the potential muscle building. So if you exercise, you've opened up that potential, get these amino acids in, and it really
You need two things to induce your messenger RNA transcription to make endoplasmic reticulum, structural proteins, enzymes. You need amino acids and you need minerals. That's why we have Vitamin Mineral Max, Vitamin Mineral Mix, and it's in the Life Support formula. And I have individual ones that are custom made that are kind of specialized, but they only get them on consults, an individual one, like, let's say, a specialized form of molybdenum in my special carrier, which is similar to the indium and the NutriSilver. But people have to understand, if you don't have the building blocks present, just like a Red Deer Velvet Deer, if you don't have the Vitamin Mineral Max mix, and you don't have the amino acids, you can't build muscle. Now, the other thing that helps is, quote, epigenetic frequency therapy. So things like Lumen Photon, the best, for example, for muscle, is the Sonic Life exercise machine. In the morning, my routine now is I get up in the morning after I, get my initial thing, like, you know, I might have one of my paleo bars or something, and then boom, I'm off to get on at least 10 minutes on my Sonic Life machine, and then I go in the sauna, low infrared sauna. And that machine beats you up good, man. You put it up right to its maximum. Whole body vibration lowers insulin resistance, increases circulation, gets rid of edema. It's amazing. If you got an older person, if you prop them up and set them in a whole body vibration machine, but you got to have the nutrients. You got to have the bone generator, Micell D3, the Collagen Max. If you don't have the building blocks, man, how can you build bone? It's like sitting, your architects and engineers out to a job site, and there's no workers or concrete or steel or glaziers or anybody. It's silly. And our diet doesn't have enough of those things. You can't go and eat a Big Mac and expect to build you. You can't reclone you with a Big Mac or with it. A scrummy dinner that doesn't have minerals in it or amino acids, whatever. It's just not going to work, is it?
Yep.
And how many people have digestive problems? I've had teenagers, we do a QRMA test on them, and I validate it with the, meat fibers. We look at their CDSA2 test from Genova Labs in Atlanta, and they don't digest their food. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're a teenager and you're not digesting. So they have hypochlorhydria, no hydrochloric acid, no stomach pepsin. They don't have digestive enzymes, or very low. And you look at it on that, or if you do a Menopathy Hunter scanner and confirm it with a stool test with DNA probes and microscopic analysis, it's like, oh my gosh, you need Digestes and Gastrozyme. It's amazing how many people, especially elderly people, have no digestive enzymes at all, or no stomach acid. And if you've been long-term on these stupid drugs like proton pump inhibitors, they have these stupid commercials on people who do eat hot food, they're crazy. These people are crazy. How are you going to absorb your minerals? There's only like a small section of the second part of the duodenum absorbing your minerals. You got to have Digestes and Gastrozyme. And if you don't have a broad-based, plant-based enzyme that has not a narrow pH range, it's not even going to work, these digestive enzymes. Ours do. Ryan, these are simple solutions to problems that people don't even, they completely miss, and they wonder, well, why is grandma's bones broken? They're broken because, number one, she didn't eat the right form of calcium, which has to be calcium hydroxyapatite crystals. She needs Micell D3, Myco D2, Collagen Max, and she needs to have Vol-Vitamin K2, so her osteoblasts can lay down new bone. How do you build muscle? Mega muscles, amino acids. So the amino acids tell the muscle, hey, build actin and myosin in your muscles. Oh my gosh, you're kidding. Put actin and myosin in there, and guess what? Your muscles bulge right up after simple exercise like walking or whole body vibration. The solutions are simple. The doctors, the health providers out there are off into la-la land. Not a good place if you're the victim of misplaced judgment, incorrect logic, and marketing plans by people who just want to sell you bottles of stuff. As they say, if the stuff worked, how about just slapping a label on the sore body part? Maybe it'll work as well. You need stuff that really works, right, Ryan?
That's right, Dr. Bill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you again on Thursday. Coming up, hour number two, Jim Cole, Pam from Lumen. Lots of new things happening there. John W. Spring, major updates, and we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh and about the midterm elections coming up shortly and what's happening in your world. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.